A Life in Pursuit by Congressman Randy Forbes.
Moses Grandy captures his life in the following story. I remember four sisters and four brothers. My mother had more children, but they were dead or sold away before I can remember. I was the youngest. I remember well my mother often hid us all in the woods to prevent master selling us. Educated only in the horrible school of slavery, Moses Grandy, even as a young man, was forced to do debilitating work in miserable circumstances and received unwarranted beatings from masters that viewed him only as a machine and workhorse. As he grew, he bought his freedom three times, yet he remained a slave for much of his life. Many slaves hid among the woods and in the swamps during the day, and at night trekked over hills and through meadows to escape harsh treatment. He sought freedom through the reward of his hard work, often the hardest way to achieve freedom from a pitiless owner and fraudulent system. Grandy's autobiography, Narrative of the Life of Moses Grandy, Late a Slave in the United States of America, is one that begins with familiar geography to those of us in the 4th Congressional District of Virginia. Born in Camden County, North Carolina, a lumber collector and worker in the Great Dismal Swamp Canal, which itself was hand-dug by slaves, Grandy knew well the lay of the land on which we now call home. This written testament to the pursuit of liberty and freedom tells a story with stoicism and without anger, most likely the same emotional attributes which must have allowed Grandy to cope with merciless circumstances while enslaved. In his narrative, he is self-controlled, sharing facts without bitterness. He felt in his soul that he would one day be free from the enslavement of his captors and believed that earned freedom was worth the price. The dark period of slavery in the United States is well known but not always understood. Perseverance rings through strongly in the stories of many, the perseverance of slaves who toiled under the oppression of slavery, yet had the courage to fight for their friends, family, and the freedom they deserved. The Library of Congress has developed a vast online source which provides an abundance of information on the history of African Americans in the United States. The library is a leading resource for the study of the African-American experience from the colonial period to the present. The library's collection includes multiple resources devoted to illustrate and reminisce upon the lives of many admirable individuals, such as Harriet Tubman and Frederick Douglass, and also chronicles the 20th century's civil rights movement. I encourage you to visit the Library of Congress website, www.loc.gov/African-Americans, to learn more about this unforgettable and fundamental part of America's history. Grandy's biggest legacy lives in his example of these qualities as they remained a priority in his quest for freedom for himself, his family, and the rest of the world. Grandy ends his story with this wish: I do hope and believe that the cause of freedom to the blacks is becoming stronger and stronger every day. I pray for the time to come when freedom shall be established all over the world. Then will men love as brethren, they will delight to do good to one another, and they will thankfully worship the Father of all.
You've been listening to Congressman Randy Forbes of Virginia's 4th Congressional District. For more information on this and other issues, please visit us on the web at randyforbes.house.gov.